Dialogue number 3.
Today, we are going to conduct a J-Alert evacuation drill. A J-Alert is a drill for when Japan is under a missile attack. Do you know what a missile is, everyone?
Yeah, a rocket that explodes and kills a lot of people.
You know well, that's right.
Yeah, I see them a lot on the Dragon Ranger team on TV. Most of the time, the Rangers get blown up and badly injured.
Well, those on TV are not real. But there might be a danger of a missile flying over us.
What?
That's so scary!
Are we going to die?
No, we won't. If we practice this drill properly, we'll hear a big explosion with a very strong and hot wind when a missile strikes. At the point where the missile hits, windows can break easily from the loud sound. Wooden houses can easily collapse from the strong wind, and even big buildings can be blown down too. There will be fires in many places from the hot wind.
Why would we get such a terrible attack? We didn't do anything bad.
You're right. We didn't do anything bad or wrong. But sadly, we could get into trouble even though we didn't do anything bad. It's like, how do you go back to home from school in groups to make sure you don't get into trouble with bad strangers? It would be wonderful to live happily, peacefully, and safely. But there are different people with different ways of thinking, and we need to take measures to protect our lives. So this J-Alert drill is a part of that practice.
Question 48. Number 1. It is a drill for not watching TV for long hours. Number 2. It is a drill for when Japan is under a missile attack. Number 3. It is a drill for not getting into trouble with bad strangers. Number 4. It is a drill for not doing anything bad. Question 49. Number 1. We hear a big explosion. Number 2. There is a very strong and hot wind. Number 3. Windows break. Number 4. Nothing happens. Question 50. Number 1. Wooden houses can easily collapse from the strong wind by a big explosion. Number 2. Big buildings can be blown down from the strong wind by a big explosion. Number 3. We cannot get into trouble if we don't do anything bad. Number 4. We need to take measures to protect our lives.